Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host Lily Mensah-Ibar and joining me on the sofa today is the woman who makes it all better, Kuljit Semi. Welcome Kuljit and thanks for stopping by for a spot of tea with me. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming. Now let's hear a little bit about the brand named Kuljit Semi. Kuljit's caring journey started as an optometrist.
Optometrist, yes.
Somebody who looks after eyes, right?
That's right. That's
okay. A career which spanned over 15 years. Having suffered a crippling condition called fibromyalgia, basically you ache all over all the time. She now uses what she has learned during her journey to help others recover. Her mantra is that the best medicine is to teach people how not to need it. She's the founder of Center Balance, where she treats her clients using alternative complementary therapy. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. Now Kuljit Semi, you started looking after eyes over 20 years ago. Now you're working with people to overcome pain. How did you see this journey and this career coming?
I didn't really, not at all. If you'd have told me a year and a half ago, I would not have believed you at all. In fact, when I first started helping people, I could barely believe that I could help. So I'd literally been working as an optometrist for so long. I was really settled. It's what I qualified to do and I hadn't ever done anything else. So I really didn't see it coming at all. And the only thing I was thinking of at certain points in my life was how can I stay home more with the children and fit a career around? So I was thinking of retraining as a teacher so I could just work a school day or counselling or social work, something like that.
But I think, you know, everybody thinks that working as a teacher is easy, but I've heard that that's not easy. So maybe you made a good call there.
Oh, maybe. We'll never know.
So you were diagnosed with fibromyalgia and suffered and struggled with symptoms such as severe pain, chronic fatigue, lack of sleep, you know, brain fog, everything. This was round the clock.
Yeah.
What is this condition?
Well, when I was diagnosed, I'd never heard of it at all before, ever. Even though I used to hear lots of my patients telling me their conditions, I'd never heard of it. It's basically classified as an autoimmune condition, which umbrellas so many different conditions. And they're basically conditions where you get chronic pain. They can't really be cured because the medical profession doesn't actually know what causes them. So they can't really cure you. They give you lots of medication, strong medication with quite severe side effects, just to help you manage the pain and the lack of sleep. So they'll give you sleeping pills for the sleep, painkillers, really strong ones, some that you may not have heard
of. So that must have caused part of the brain fog, because if you're doped half the time, you won't remember anything.
Yeah, you would think so, but with me, I tried the medication for a week.
Okay.
Felt worse, still had all the pain and all the symptoms, so I refused to take it. But yeah, my brain fog really developed really badly. It might be related to the lack of sleep, because I was getting 20 minutes here a night and 20 minutes there. So for years, I had almost no sleep at all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Even when you turn in bed and you lie down, you have trigger points all over your body and you turn, agony, lying on your back is agony. So the pain keeps you awake.
Mm. Wow. That could have been, you know, I can't imagine even a day going through that. So, you know.
On top of that, another major symptom is chronic fatigue. But I call it chronic exhaustion because just getting out of bed is a struggle. It feels like you're wearing a heavy lead suit. So moving your arm or lifting anything or opening a door was painful and agony and hard.
Wow.
Yeah, even down to walking.
Look at you now, but we'll get to that one. So how did you overcome all this?
I was really, really lucky. That's what I'd say first of all. I met someone called Trevor Weir, and he was helping people with life wave patches or acupuncture patches.
Okay.
And I had his number. I'd had it for a few months, but when I was really bad in April 2013, literally when I could barely move, I found his number and I just rang him and said, please, can you help me? I couldn't find anyone who could help me. I even went down to London, found a specialist who had been doing people with fibromyalgia for 30 years, had injections in my back, anaesthetic injections, and they didn't help either. Ah. So I was at a bit of a loss. And he showed me, he said I needed energy patches, sleep patches, pain patches and stress patches. So I had four different sets of patches, which I was really confused with, and had a diary like, where do I? And he showed me and he went through everything. And once we'd found the right places on the right acupuncture points, I really couldn't believe it.
So can you repeat the different types of patches?
Eon patches, they're for stress. And I don't mean, stress anxiety.
Can I have some?
Oh, they work a treat. I wear those all the time. Okay. But they actually mean the stress on the cells in the body.
Okay.
So it decreases stress, but it does make you feel calmer, feel better. The ice wave patches for pain relief.
Okay.
The sleep patches, which trigger your brain to release stress, sleep hormones, for increasing your sleep, and the energy patches. Wonderful. Every busy woman should have energy patches, because when I'd recovered, and I wear them when I'm really busy, I'm still working at 11 o'clock at night, and you don't feel tired. Ooh. You don't go up and down. If you have caffeine, you get really buzzy, and then you have the drop, don't you?
Yeah.
But these keep you kind of stable energy. So I had to use all of those, really.
Did you bring any samples?
I didn't. I'm so sorry. I never even thought about it.
No, I'm only joking.
Okay. I normally do carry some, because you never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah, indeed. Or you may never know somebody who might need it immediately. But looking at you now, you are a picture of health, you know, certainly from where I'm sitting. What's your secret to keeping yourself healthy and, you know, avoiding getting, you know, going back to where you were when you couldn't sleep or you couldn't do anything?
I do things very differently. I've discovered a new perspective on life, because I felt like I couldn't do anything and I'd lost everything. And now I feel like I can do anything. So I meditate. That's a big thing I do every day. I won't go a day without it, because it makes my day go better.
Okay.
It makes me feel better. It makes me feel more connected and clear. And I do things that I really love.
Okay.
And I've also prioritised my life to do the things that are important to me. I always put everybody first, not only my children and my husband, my brothers, my sisters, my family. We're all very close. So literally, I spent all my time looking after everyone else and never looked after myself. I've changed that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how have they reacted to the new Kuljit?
They're absolutely fine. They can't believe who I am now, actually. Because I was a very painfully shy child.
Looking back, what would you have said you wanted to be?
You know, at that age, I loved sciences. I found math so easy. I know lots of people are going to hate me for saying that.
Like me.
But I never even had to work at it. It was just so easy. And I even love it to this day, and I teach my children. But, I also love languages, French and German. I just love them.
Ooh.
So I had to make a decision, and I plumped for sciences. You know, I would have said a scientist, a science teacher, something like that.
But you could have been a scientist in Paris.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. And I could have done that. I never did. But
never
thank
too
you
late.
A few years too late. But yeah, so, when I was much younger, I would have said I want to be an astronaut, but that was way younger.
Why that?
I just love the skies, the stars, and just to be up there and be free, like you're floating around. I think it was the floating around thing actually for me. It was that you had nothing holding you back.
Okay, that's fantastic. And an astronaut, I'll never look at you to think that you wanted to be an astronaut.
No.
But the things that we wanted to be in life sometimes, you know, the things that we think about when we're about 14 or 15.
Yeah, are completely different. Yeah. That's the thing. We completely lose our dreams and imagination because we get bogged down in responsibilities and things we have to do and just even routine things we do day in, day out. Just like I was an optometrist, I wouldn't have ever really thought I could do something else. I thought I'd literally just trained to be that. That's all I know how to do. So that's what I'll do.
But then don't forget that caring, because as somebody who cares for people's eyes, you already have that thing in you. It's innate to care for people.
Yeah, it is actually.
So
it's a transferable
skill.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would always have been in a service industry, whatever I did, whenever I did throughout my life. I think that's where I would have been. Yeah.
Great. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with Kuljit Semi, founder of Center Balance, where she treats clients who struggle with chronic pain and anxiety to release their pain by working on energy systems and acupuncture points of their bodies. Meditation and mindfulness are huge factors in what she does, and her mission statement is freedom from pain, your power to choose. Kuljit, let's look at pain management itself and how you do that. So you specialize in using energy techniques to help others with great results and testimonials from your clients. Can we hear how you do this?
Okay, it's quite different to probably what you're used to. I connect clients to a kind of a higher energy. It's like a vibration. We use meditation and visualization techniques. They feel the emotion that they want to release, whether it's pain, which leads to anxiety and stress and frustration, or if it's something, someone passed away and it's grief, they actually feel it in their bodies. And as they feel it, it's an emotion or an energy that's stuck there, so then we help to release it. And we do it together. Actually, mainly the client does it. I'm just like a channel to hold that high vibration so that they're able to do it.
Okay.
So it is quite different. I told you, I can see you from your face.
I'm just going, yeah. So would you hold a client?
No. I don't touch them at all.
There's no contact.
No contact whatsoever. And it sounds strange, but it's all science. It's quantum physics. Everything is energy. In an object, it's just denser. In the air, it's lighter, but energy is everywhere. And it just moves, it flows. All throughout nature, everything just works and runs because there's a flow. And that's what I help people to get the energy flowing.
Positive energy to flow.
Yeah, and release the energy that was stuck.
So sometimes you're encouraged to breathe in, hold it and then breathe out, so you guide
them through it. Sometimes say if it's a pain, I say to the patient client that, how do you see the pain? Some people see it as a black square block or a red color. So they actually tell me what they see, so I don't put anything in the head. It all comes from them. So that's how the visualization part goes through. And sometimes, depending what we want to do at the time or what comes to us, I can take them through the emotion right to the core and they realize that it's not there anymore. So that's happened a few times. It's wonderful.
Oh great. Okay, you brought some testimonials here, and I'll read one out. Kuljit gives ongoing support and advice and is always happy to help. I would like to say an enormous thank you to Kuljit for her expert guidance has simply transformed my life around from the agonizing crippling arthritis to a pain-free dream. Thank you so much for your help. That's one testimonial. Let's keep going. We'll do another testimonial in a minute.
Okay.
So what is the profile of your typical client? For instance, you know, gender, profession, lifestyle, or just plain stress buckets like somebody
like
me.
Most of us, yeah. Actually, they're mainly female.
Okay.
Possibly because we take on a lot, working, households, families, kids, extended families. So they're mainly female, but the age range is from 28 to 83.
Okay.
So it's a variety, because we all suffer with emotional blocks, pains, aches, and all walks of life and all professions. There's no focus on any particular type of person. It's just anybody who wants help and is willing to try something a bit different.
Yeah, they have to be willing, though.
They have to be willing to let go of stuff they're holding on, because if they're not willing, they're in charge of their bodies. And I actually teach and show people how to take charge of what they think, how they behave, certain simple techniques, and others is changing a perspective of how you look at things.
Yes.
So, for example, when we have a challenge or a problem, I call it a challenge.
I like the challenge thing.
Yeah, because we all want to get over a challenge, don't we? So it's a good word. We often think, oh, why did it happen to us? Why is it always me? It always happens. I never get what I want. And we all go to an automatic negative belief. Whereas I teach them to maybe write it down, to think, well, how can I find a solution? How can I make it better? What can I do to improve things? What can I do to make myself feel better? And when it's written down, it's amazing how much clarity you get. It's so simple, but it works a treat, because you can see there are other ways to approach it.
Yeah.
But automatically, we always go negative.
Do you guide them in terms of the potential solutions?
It depends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I give a direction.
Yeah.
I'd never say, do this, do that. But often, as you talk it through, you probably know when you talk with your friends, you come across something that you might not have thought of. So that's how it kind of evolves. But I show a direction that they could look at, a solution or an idea that they might not have thought of. And it's up to them where they go with that.
Would you say from late 20s, how about kids? Have you worked with kids before?
I haven't actually worked with young children, just because I haven't got any clients to work with that young at the moment.
So, okay, but young adults, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, young because adults. There wouldn't be, I think actually children and young adults would be very much more open to the techniques that I use, because often they're very simple. And I do use, actually, I tell a lie, I do use these techniques on my children.
Okay.
I completely forgot about those, but my youngest child, together we do every morning and every evening before she goes to bed, we do affirmations. She says things like, I'm always safe and happy. Mm-hmm. Every day, in every way, I get better and better. I'm very lucky. And when she's learning words, because she's going to do her 11 plus, words come easily, or I learn words easily.
Oh,
and
good.
Just in a few months, that has made a drastic amount of difference to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I need to come and see you. It's often said that if you haven't had your heart broken before, you haven't loved properly before. I guess it's all part of the great tapestry of life. I remember once asking if emotional pain can be healed with this type of therapy, and I was told yes. Is this true in principle?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If the person is willing to go there. Often when we've been hurt, it's really painful. We're scared of bringing up those feelings. We lock them away. We suppress them. and we don't want to go there. So there's a fear of our own emotions. And people who are willing, I have got some very brave clients, people who are willing to go there just feel completely different. They feel, they say, this is what they say, they feel lighter, they feel like they're not carrying so much. And we do, we literally carry it through from our childhood. We pick everything up as a child, usually under seven, which is strange to
under think. Seven, why yeah. that seven seems to come up a lot with,
because when we're born, we don't really, we haven't had any experiences. So we're like a sponge. Our brain works on a certain level of brainwave, which is different to what it works on now as adults. And we're just like sponges. We take everything in, everything we see, everything we hear. And it can be small things that really affect us. And we store that as an experience to learn from, to protect ourselves. And after seven, up to about 12, we learn to filter a little bit. But everything we learn, the experience keeps building on top of that. So if you've got a block, you kind of build on it, which is why you have to get through layers often. And then basically it just keeps repeating through teenage years. We build on all the beliefs and the emotions that we actually learnt when we were a young child. So a lot of us live our lives through our childhood as if we were a young child. I did. When I started this work on myself, I didn't realise I had so many emotional blocks. Yes, exactly. You know, I'd made a vow to be invisible because I was so scared and not confident, and I thought I didn't deserve good things. And all these I've learnt, I've cleared as far as I know, and I'm sure a lot more will come up. But I do feel like a completely different person. So I understand how clients feel when they get that release. But pain is caused by emotions. Harvard scientists are now saying 50% of all disease is caused by emotional problems. So emotional blocks. And from my experience with clients, it's more like 90%.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sure the science will catch up with that.
Well, I guess even if you have physical pain, you can feel down because of the physical pain.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the fact that somebody else has hurt you or...
Yeah.
Or it's just the fact that...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I can't get out of bed today because I've got a bad hip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm an active person, so I'll feel slightly at a disadvantage.
But the pain actually comes from an emotional trigger. So it's almost like things go on inside you, feelings, emotions, intuitions that you're not listening to, and they kind of work their way out and you get little hints. Your body actually tries to help you. You wouldn't believe it, but your body tries to help you. So if you've got pain in your foot, your body is trying to say, you're feeling a little bit insecure, not very safe, figure it out and release it. And move forward. So it's trying to tell you something. So people who have pain in the hands, it's trying to say you're holding on to too much, you're taking too much on. And it's trying to give you a hint.
That is a pain that is just there rather than accident.
Okay. There are no accidents.
Okay.
They always happen for a reason. But they're all ways to try and...
So what about on your shoulder when you feel like, oh...
Where a lot of people feel stressed, don't they?
Yeah.
It's about shoulder you support, okay? And it's about taking on burden. You feel burdened. You feel like there's too much going on. Or sometimes it's you want to take on someone else's burden for them because you want to help them. So.
Yeah.
And I've had people with lots of releases on shoulders.
Okay.
Because people get frozen shoulders or shoulder pain that is quite difficult to kind of treat. So, yeah, usually it comes down to an emotion. We release it and the pain, that once you've released it, the energy flows, everything balances out and that pain goes because you don't need it anymore. You figured out what it was telling you. And you've released it.
Okay. Now, You say your life is now your project and believe that the best medicine of all is teaching others not to need it. This is an interesting perspective, especially as you've recently been trekking up Mount Snowdon and kite surfing. That must be a sure sign that you're really taking your own medicine. Tell us a bit about that.
I have found my love for life again. It's almost like someone who nearly dies. They come out a bit different from the other end. I've learned to change my perspectives, to look at life differently, and I love challenges. So climbing up Mount Snowdon was my challenge. But in one way, it was there to really prove to me that I have recovered.
Yeah.
And that what I feel is really what I feel. Because we just don't believe things when things change that much. It's very hard to believe that it has changed. And you won't, you know, you still haven't got the condition.
So were you, you know, before you went up the mountain, were you, what sort of emotions did you feel?
I was a bit nervous, actually. I was flabbergasted at the surroundings, the beauty of, I think that took everything away from me. I was excited and I was a little bit nervous.
But then you shouldn't be. You didn't take your own medicine.
Yeah, exactly. But actually, it wasn't an anxiety nervousness. Mm. It was just the nervousness of not knowing.
Mm.
So there was, I suppose it was the fear, but I used it in a different way to try and release something that I don't know. I try not to make a story up anymore because I could have said or felt that, oh, you know, I don't think I can make it. I'm not sure.
Mm.
You know, I haven't done anything physical for so long. I'm so unfit. I could have made a story.
Yeah.
So what I've learned to do is not make the story, to realise I don't know if I can do it or not. I'm just going to give it a go and see what happens.
Exactly.
So, there was an excitement and the nervousness of not knowing what was going to happen, really.
Yeah. I can imagine the exciting butterflies in your tummy. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with Kuljit Semi, founder of Centre Balance, where she treats clients who struggle with chronic pain and anxiety to release their pain by working on the energy systems and acupuncture points of their bodies. Meditation and mindfulness are huge factors in what she does, and her mission statement is freedom from pain, your power to choose. Wow, Kuljit, you obviously have a very strong background in helping clients, whether it's with their eyes or with their back pain. I take a painkiller and then some. If I so much as feel any tension in my temples, are people like me beyond redemption, or is there hope for all of us? Because I'd really like to think that I don't need that much, but every now and again, I can feel a headache coming on. Let me just reach for the pink pill.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone can learn not to use it. I don't advocate that you never go to a doctor or you never use medication, but I think we can learn, if we use our bodies and the amazing power inside us, if we learn how to use it and are shown what to do with it, you won't even believe what you can do. And you know, I do think it's not our faults that we reach for a pill. We've kind of learned that's what you do, and we're so busy, that's how we can keep going, to keep doing what we're doing. But if we could just stop and just know, be aware that, okay, I've got a headache coming on, and just even breathe. It is so simple. Just even breathe and connect with your body. You'd find that you could just relax your shoulders, and that would make a difference. Sort of lengthen your body, that would make a difference. Look at your posture, you know, and little things I have learned make a big difference if you actually do them. But you have to be in a space where you can just suddenly stop, or decide to just stop for a minute. It's not going to change your life, it's not going to make any difference to what you do in the next 15 minutes or an hour. We've got to learn to stop and connect with our bodies and just breathe through. And I've had clients who've come in crying and struggling with their pain, and I've said this, and I've said, right, sit up straight, put your shoulders back and down, look up slightly and smile. It's very hard to be upset and angry when you smile.
Yeah.
And you just can't do it. And they've stopped and they've looked at me in shock. And that's so simple to do.
Mm.
But we don't do it. We're not aware that these simple things really work. And I've seen that happen time and time again.
Great. Let's read one more testimonial here from one of your clients who signs off as N. I would highly recommend Kuljit if you have any physical, mental or emotional issue and feel that you need additional support. I have been very let down by the medical profession and suffering from a rare chronic condition. Felt very alone and unsupported. I originally saw Kuljit to help with my pain, but soon realized that I also had a number of deep emotional issues that needed to be resolved. I'm not exaggerating when I say Kuljit saved me. I found her at a time when I had lost all hope. She has brought the light back into my life and given me unwavering support. She is always there when I need her. Kuljit truly cares about you. As a person, I cannot rate her highly enough. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
It is, absolutely.
That is so lovely.
And it's lovely for me just to know that I can touch people like that. It does bring me to tears every
time I read
them.
Goosebumps just reading it.
I was in the position where she was when I felt I'd lost everything. So it's good that now I can, you know, touch people's lives like that.
That is amazing. So how can our listeners connect with you if they want further information to help with pain, be it physical or emotional?
They can get me on my email, which is kuljit.semi@gmail.com, or by a mobile phone, which is 0794-113-9956.
Would you like to repeat that?
Okay. The email is kuljit.semi@gmail.com, and the number is 0794-113-9956. If they want any information on the LifeWave patches,
stress patches, pain patches, sleep patches,
detoxification, health, regeneration comes in. There's six, seven different patches. They can find more information on lifewave.com. And all the research is on there as well if they're interested in reading it.
Definitely logging on after this. That is really kind of you to offer those things. Are there any more tips or suggestions for our listeners, and certainly for me?
Definitely. Simple things I did had a profound effect on how my day went. The first thing is practicing gratitude.
Yes.
We take lots of things for granted, and If every morning, just for 1 or 2 minutes, you can think of 5 things that you're really grateful for, actually feel it and feel why you're grateful and get those feelings coming up, your day just goes through with happy emotions. That's how you feel. And if you do it morning and night and be thankful for, you know, people you touched or things people said to you, it just works wonders. Another thing I touched on just a little bit is how we think. We automatically think negative thoughts, ants I called them, and make scary maps. So ants and scary maps. ants are the automatic negative thought, and the scary map is a story we make going forward when we don't actually know what's going to happen. If anything and a problem or a challenge does happen, try not to think of why did it happen to me, but more of what solutions can I find, and actually write it down. Write down the things that come to you, because it gives you amazing clarity. And lastly, meditate.
Okie dokie.
Because there are so many health benefits. It is absolutely amazing. They increase well-being, decrease blood pressure, help your body heal. And if you do 15 minutes a day, which isn't very much if you do it in bed in the morning or for a night before you go to bed, you get 3 to 4 hours of benefit, of health benefits.
During the day?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you do it 15 minutes. So you don't have to take hours to do it. And also, if you do it regularly, this fact fascinates me. If you do it regularly, it can actually change gene expressions on your DNA. Just because your body starts working differently.
Mm.
So it really has so many benefits. It increases blood flow to your prefrontal cortex, which helps concentration, focus, clarity. It helps with all sorts of things. And I think I've got where I am today a lot through meditation.
That is fantastic. Kuljit Seni, I'm glad that there's hope for the likes of me. And I will use the tips that you've given us, especially tip number one, which is starting from a place of gratitude and finishing my day with the things that made me happy. Mindfulness is also something that's going to be important in my life going forward. Listeners, if you have any questions for Kuljit, please email her at kuljit.semi@gmail.com or call her on +44 794 113 9956. You can also email me at lilyyeboah@gmail.com and I'll be happy to pass any messages on. Tune in again for the next episode of Tea with Lily. My guest on the sofa will be the business advisor of business advisors, Mike Ellis. Mike must have seen and helped over 1,000 businesses, and that is on the conservative side. If you're thinking of starting your own business, or have one that needs a bit of fine-tuning, please join us on the sofa for the next episode of Tea with Lily. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yeboah, and until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good. Kuljit, thank you.
Thank you.